Lorgan Torbold was hitching a ride. He was hitching a ride to Zetus 9, the ninth moon of Zetus. There he hoped to find a friend of his who was some kind of high-ranking muckety-muck in an indium ore mining operation there. Two nights ago in a bar, he thought he heard a guy say that Agwas Munweller was the new operations manager on Zetus 9. That put the idea into his head that he might somehow try to finagle a kind of transport driver job from his old pal, if only he could get there. There were only three problems with this plan. One, Torbold had no driving experience whatsoever. Two, he was currently 6 light-years away from Zetus 9. And three, Agwas Munweller was not a friend of his. The first problem Torbold didn't really think was a problem. The problem was, after all, something difficult that you had to work through. There wasn't anything to work through here. It was completely impossible for him to become a driver in the next couple of days. It was, however, impossible at all times and in all circumstances to lie. He would merely say he'd been a driver. If he told them that he'd driven an ore cart on Tau Ceta Pluto, by the time they got that checked out, he'd already have made enough to skedaddle. The second problem he thought he now had more or less worked out. The very same night that he'd heard of Agwas Munweller's good fortune, he'd met a guy in the very same bar who was piloting an interstellar transport to Pepsi-Cola 2017. He'd never heard of Pepsi-Cola 2017, but he knew of PepsiCo's many eponymous planets. They were pretty hard to miss, there being some 8,000 of them, but he could not have located more than 2 or 3 of them on a star map. But he learned that night that Pepsi-Cola 2017 was barely half a parsec from Zetus, and the pilot, who was easily as drunk as Lorgan, agreed to give him a ride there. It was in the cargo bay of his ship that he now lay. The third problem was that Agwas Munweller, although he knew Torbold reasonably well, had never liked him. In fact, he actively disliked him, and that feeling was more than mutual. But in the depressed state that Lorgan was now in, he chose, at least semi-consciously, to ignore all the facts that led to the crushing of his hopes for some sort of relief. Hey, we've all done it.